You know, that's hard when you lose a guy like that. He's a captain on our team, defense captain, been here for a while, but like we always do, it's always the next man up.
How do you prepare knowing that you're the guy for the rest of the year? And how do you use your experience from the past as a starter to help you moving forward, especially when this team needs wins right now?
Just going to the preparation with the same mindset as I had last year. Like, I know I'm going to be the next man up. I don't want to let my teammates down, especially the guys next to me in the DB group. And just playing for them, playing for my team.
Ask the Brian Schofield about the mindset of this group and this locker room now. When you've gone through a situation where, you know, the losses are snowballing, you know, despite the effort being there, how difficult it is to still keep the proper mindset, considering you still have something to play for?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, but you know what, we're a family, and we're going to pull each other up no matter what the offense or defense does. We're a family, and that's what keeps everybody going. We're doing it for one another. It's not just for the wins or the losses. We're doing it for each other. And I mean, we play hard, we do what we got to do, we'll come out with wins.
That's something that you would see sometimes when you're going through a tough stretch, some kind of separation. But Coach Quinn said he doesn't see any issues with unity right now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Ever since we've been here, since training camp, the whole focus of this thing is we're not a team, we're a family. And we're going to keep it like that until the end.
Preparing for Jacksonville, a team that's known for their big plays, explosive plays, something that you guys want to limit. What's going to be the focus? What's been the conversation about that?
Focus is just playing our football. We don't worry about what they're doing on offense or defense. It's about us. It's just going out there and playing our defense and doing what we got to do to stop them.
What are some of the better attributes from Willie Rose you think you have learned from him while he's been here?
Mo's tough, man. Fights through injuries. He goes downhill, hits, he had a couple interceptions early in the year. And Mo's just the captain. He's our captain on our defense. And, next guy up, but we're going to miss Mo.
The question was asked before about Julius Thomas, it's one of your teammates, and just how dangerous he is. I mean, obviously he played with Denver and seems to be coming on now that he's healthy in Jacksonville. How do you go up against a tight end like that and try to contain him when it seems like Bortles is really, you know, starting to roll here?
Yeah, he's a good tight end. He's going to be a mismatch no matter what. Big guy, the guy can run. He's like a real big receiver, so he's going to be a mismatch. But thing is, let him get his catches, corral him, just tackle him. We're going to give up passes. That's what every defense does, but the point is to get him down.
What about Bortles in general? I mean, I think he's a second-year guy, but it doesn't seem like it considering the numbers he's putting up. His development seems to just kind of exploded out of nowhere. Do you play him almost as a seasoned quarterback at this point, or do you look at him almost as still an inexperienced guy despite the numbers?
I mean, we won't take any quarterback for granted. He's in the league for a reason, and like I said, it's not about what he's going to do. It's about what we have to do on defense to stop him.